Oklahoma State leading Texas Tech 35-28 with 6:40 to play in the third, and now back with the football. Fullback left, one receiver split left, two receivers split right, and both of them are outside the numbers. McCleskey is in the slot, and he is lined up directly in between the numbers as the ball is on the 17. Fullback moves left to right. Here's the snap. Handoff right side. Looking to cut back as Justice Hilly does so. Gets out to the 25-yard line and is brought down there. It's a gain of 8, and he was hit initially back after a gain of about 1. So a nice gain there for Justice Hill.
He was able to hop and change directions, and that's why he got those extra 5 yards.
And you can not often see that explosiveness necessarily in numbers, but you can for Justice Hill. A 38.5-inch vertical, the highest on the team as a true freshman, and that's one thing they measure often to look for explosiveness, especially in running backs, and he certainly has that. Same formation, two receiver split way right, ball on the right hash. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off to Rennie Childs, and he's got a big hole. Cutting back right side across the 40 and undercut, brought down at the 45-yard line. Another nice gain for Oklahoma State. First and 10 out at the 45-yard line.
Nice to see Rennie have a moment like that in his last home game as a senior.
Three receivers right, one left. Here's the snap. Pump fake from Rudolph. Wants to throw. Zips it up the right side. Caught by McCleskey in Texas Tech territory at the 45. He's brought down at the 43-yard line. That'll move the chains again. First down, Oklahoma State.
Update on stats. Justice Hill, 13 carries, 100 yards, one touchdown.
Averaging nearly 8 yards a carry in this game. Here's the snap. Hand off to Childs. Looking to run left side. Another nice hole across the 40. Wrapped up by the right ankle. He's brought down at the 37-yard line. It's another gain of about 6 yards as he was just kind of trying to drag that defender, hopping on his left foot, but couldn't break free. Second down and a short 5 coming up. Two receivers left. It's Seal split all the way out. He's nearly on the hash marks on the far sideline. McCleskey stands on the number on the left side. 5:15 to play in the third. 35-28 Oklahoma State leads, trying to extend that advantage. Rudolph takes a snap. Handoff left side. Justice Hill hit in the backfield and brought down for a loss of about 2 back to the 39. Hill never really had a chance to work on that carry. So now he goes back under the 100-yard mark. See if he can get back over it here in the immediate future. Oklahoma State will split two receivers right side. 4:45 to go in the third. 35-28. Oklahoma State leads Texas Tech. We are tied at 28 at halftime. Two receivers left, two right, ball on the left hash, third down and 6 to go. McCleskey moves from the outside into the slot on the right side. Here's the snap. Going to lob it up the right side, looking for Seals. He comes away. That's Washington instead. Makes the catch, and he's got a first down, pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line. James Washington. We've seen them run that play already, John. It didn't work. That time it did.
Oh, man. You got to feel bad for the secondary guy out there. Just, he was toast from the beginning.
I mean, I feel bad for any of their secondary players against this wide receiver core, a defense that's been torched to the tune of 343 yards per game that they've allowed through the air only this season. Veach, the fullback on the left side. It's Chris Carson, the tailback in the pistol set. They'll hand it off to Carson. Cutting back to the right side, finds a small hole, lowers his shoulder, bowls over a defender, and brought down at around the 9-yard line. He was hit at around the 14. And these running backs are running hard right now for Oklahoma State.
Well, as a team, Cowboys are more than 160 yards in this football game on the ground, heading towards a 200-yard afternoon, which last year was so far, few and far between, for Mike Gundy's squad.
They're over their average for this season already. Veach again, the fullback on the left side. Tight end right is Jarwin. Carson, the tailback, as Rudolph walks up to the line of scrimmage. Rudolph takes the snap. Dropped it. Broken play. Now he's going to take it himself over the right side. He's brought down for a loss of about a yard at the 10-yard line. The snap was wide to his right. He was able to stop its momentum, but not quite catch it and hand it off, so he just grabbed it and took it himself to the right side.
Sets up a critical 3rd and 3 here, Adam, because you want 7s. You don't want 3s in a game like this.
Absolutely correct. 3rd down and a short 4 coming up. Cowboys need the Tech 7 for a 1st down. Just inside it, they're on the 10. Two receivers left. McCleskey in the slot. By himself to the right side is Washington. Justice Hill back in the game at tailback. They'll hand it off to him. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down for no gain. And the Oklahoma State offense staying on the field here. That may have been designed, that run play, thinking that they could get closer and then go for it. And now, after faking or acting as if they were going to go ahead and try to go for it on fourth down. The field goal unit comes on. It'll be Zach Seiner to hold. This is a 27-yarder, and Grogan a perfect 8-for-8 from inside 30 this year. Snapback, ball down, kick on the way, and it is good. Oklahoma State's all-time leading scorer stays perfect from inside of 29 yards this season, and the Cowboys go on top by 10, 38-28 with 2:04 to go. We'll take a break. Back in just a moment. You're listening to Cowboy Football. Welcome back to Boone Pickens Stadium. Cowboys with a 10-point lead, 38-28 with 2:04 to go, and this time Texas Tech will actually return a kickoff. Out to the 20-yard line, hit, wrapped up, and brought down there. Cowboy kick coverage unit does its job, and perhaps that is why Texas Tech hasn't been returning any kicks, as they figured they probably couldn't get it out to the 25-yard
yeah,
line.
Well, I think part of the thing, too, I guess their special teams have had a flag fest on them in recent weeks where it seemed like every time they had a kickoff return, there was a holding or a clip or something that put them even deeper in their own territory.
Their team has been a bit of a flag fest this season. Over 8 penalties a game, which is 122nd worst in the country.
Not having that big of a problem, though, today.
No, not so much at all. Actually, both teams have played a pretty clean game in this one. Trips left on 1st and 10 for Patrick Mahomes. Quick throw over the left side. It's caught at the 24-yard line. Hit immediately and brought down. Looks like that was QT on the catch that time. Gain of about 4.5 brings up 2nd down and 6.
Richards on that tackle for the Cowboys. They need to keep doing what they've been doing, trying to shut them down.
Lined up on the left side is Willie's. 3 receivers split out to the right from Mahomes on 2nd down and 6. Takes the snap, standing in the pocket, scrambling to his right, dumps it over the middle, caught by QT again. This time it's Jassie Akim with the tackle right outside at the right on the number 30 on the far side, but he's brought down at the 31. It's good for a 1st and 10 for Texas Tech.
Just complete that thought. Trying to shut them down on 1st and 2nd to create those 3rd and long situations.
Or you might even be able to force a turnover. Cowboys by 10, 38-28, 1:15 left in the third quarter. Motion into the slot here from Cameron Batson. Here's the snap. Fake handoff. Mahomes wants to throw it. Lots of time going deep up the left side. And contact. Flag flies. Looks like that's going to be defensive pass interference called against Ashton Lampkin as his feet got tangled up. Pretty incidental contact, but it's going to benefit the Red Raiders anyway.
You know, Lampkin's had his troubles this year on one-on-one coverage. And if it is against the Cowboys, it puts Texas Tech out by midfield. That'll be the case. And they're going to mark it at the Texas Tech 46 with a new first down. 3 first downs by penalties against the Cowboy defense this afternoon for Texas Tech.
They've only committed 4 penalties. So the penalties they have committed have been rather costly ones for Oklahoma State. 4 penalties for 45 yards compared to 2 for 10 yards for Texas Tech. And Tech is generally the more penalized team. Here comes a reverse coming back to the near side. They're going to flip it back to Mahomes, who throws it over the right side, and it is caught at the 45 of the Cowboys. Inside the 40 to the 35, brought down at the 30-yard line. Boy, that was a wacky pass. It was caught on the far side there by the fullback, Mason Reed. They handed it off right side, then gave a reverse, and then the reverse man did a flea flicker back to Patrick Mahomes, who was nearly hit as he threw it. 1st and 10 for Texas Tech. Quick snap for Patrick Mahomes. Looking over the middle, looking deep up the right side. It's going to be a jump ball. Oh, he just threw it away. Out of bounds. The great coverage on the far side there by Trey Flowers, who absolutely had the intended receiver blanketed on the far side. That was Cantrell, the intended target.
Why not overthrow him going toward the stands instead of toward the sidelines, though?
I do not know the answer to that question.
You might be able to get a penalty out of it if you throw it in the right direction, but he was 10 yards off target.
And you almost could have argued for intentional grounding because there was only kind of a receiver in the area. Mahomes was certainly in the pocket on the play as well. He's in the shotgun here. Fullback right is Reed. To his left as the tailback now is Quentin White. Here's the snap on 2nd and 10. Looking to throw. He's under pressure. Scrambling to his right. Got a little bit of room. Now dumps it, and it is caught at the 20. That's the fullback again. Inside the 15. Hit by Stearns and brought down at the 6-yard line. Again, that was Mason Reed, the fullback. And he sets up Texas Tech with a 1st and goal from the 6-yard line.
And, Adam, the problem, again, is they're not getting enough pressure back. They had one man back there. but Mahomes easily able to scramble out of the way.
Snap on first and goal. Mahomes carrying it right side. He's hit, pushing towards the pylon, and he is in. Touchdown, Texas Tech. Boy, I thought he might have been down beforehand. The fans apparently think that near the goal line as well, but Texas Tech put six more on the board. 24 seconds left before the end of the third quarter. 38-34 the new score, and Texas Tech now with the PAT can make it a field goal game.
Second run of the afternoon for a touchdown for Mahomes. Give him a dozen rushing touchdowns on the football season for Texas Tech.
Snap back, ball down, kick on the way, and it is good. 38-35 the score, 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. And, John, one thing that we have not seen, which is perhaps a little surprising, is a lot of, like, big explosive plays. It's been more methodical drives for these two teams that are both built to a certain extent on big plays.
Well, I think one of the strategies, again, on the part of both teams was that, well, maybe we could keep the ball away from the other squad, but if your defense is not putting up much resistance, we've had a situation where basically these teams are scoring two out of every three times they have the football. And if that keeps up, we'll probably end up with one of these 50-40 scores, you know, maybe not the 70.
We've never seen that in an Oklahoma State-Texas Tech game.
No, of course not.
Let's review some of the scores. Last year, 70-53. 2 years ago, 45-35. 3 years ago, 52-34. And then Oklahoma State dominated in 2011 and 2012. 66-6 in 2011, 59-21 in 2012. But you get back into some of the early 2000 games, 51-49, 49-30, 49-24, 24-17. Maybe that's a low-scoring game in this contest. Kick is away from Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State going to have a chance to return it. Picked up by Barry J. Sanders at the 2-yard line. Coming up the right hash mark to the 20. Got a gap, hit at the 25-yard line, and chopped down at the 27. And the flag comes in late from the official on the far side, and I think he's signaling hold.
Well, this isn't good news for Oklahoma State.
Boy, that was a late flag, and it came from an official way away from the play. And they're saying there was some sort of penalty on about the 28-yard line. Boy, I don't know if the flag got stuck in the pocket or what, but that was a delayed call from a long way away. And the penalty is going to push Oklahoma State back inside its own 20-yard line to the 18. Cowboys lead it 38-35 with 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. And this Oklahoma State offense,
they identified Grant Newell as the culprit that time. Newell, one of the seniors being honored before the game today.
One receiver right, that's James Washington. Two receivers split left, including McCleskey in the slot. Fullback left for Oklahoma State in the pistol. Behind Mason Rudolph is Justice Hill. They'll fake the handoff to Hill. Looking for Washington deep up the right side. He's got him up the seam, and he's got a step on the defense. It is caught at the 35-yard line. Left side of the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 82 yards, Mason Rudolph to James Washington. A quick strike, finally, from the Cowboys offense. 44-35 with 6 seconds to go in the third.